This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North, and I enjoy meeting with you at this time every morning as you get your day started, just helping you start it right. Because I know, and I think probably most of you know as well, that there is nothing in this life more important than your relationship with God. In fact, the other things that seem important in life, they are only right when things are right with God as well. Your relationships at home, your sense of meaning and purpose and fulfillment in life, all of those things revolve around whether things are right between you and God. As you build your life around your relationship with God, the foundation of that is your time with God and regular time with God. And so we start our day together each day, looking in God's Word, the Bible, and spending some time with Him. We're looking this week on the theme, When Times Are Tough. And we come today to a passage that is part of what we call the Beatitudes, where Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." You get the idea here. Jesus is saying, suffering is a blessing from God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. A blessing from God. Suffering. You may not feel very blessed when you endure difficulties in your life. In fact, you may feel very unblessed. But the reality is that if you trust God through those times, if you trust Him that He has a good purpose, even if you don't understand it, and you keep on glorifying Him in your life, then those hard times are producing a great reward in heaven for you. Did you see that? Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. Now, there's no special reward just for going through hard times. There's nothing great about that. It's when you go through hard times and keep trusting God, keep honoring God in your life, and you use those hard times to represent God to the people around you, then you're producing a great reward in heaven. And not only are those hard times producing this incredible reward in heaven for you, but they're making you more like Jesus right now, as we saw yesterday. You know, God wants to use you in this world, in the lives of the people around you. And suffering is sometimes God's way of getting you spiritually ready for ministry into the lives of other people. Howard Hendricks once said, "Perhaps the Spirit of God is saying to many of us today, I want to minister through you, but before I can ever minister through you, I must minister to you." Don't despise the educational experience of your drying brook. Talking about a time when Elijah didn't have food and water. Don't throw in the towel. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be mature and complete. God wants to make you just like His Son. Oh, how right He was. If you trust God, God will use those times in your life to help you grow spiritually, to give you a reward in heaven, and to make you more fruitful in your ministry to others. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.